Pirkei Avos, in the beginning, the introduction, it says, Kol Yisrael yesh lo chelek ha'olam haba, based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. All Jews have a portion of the world to come. In fact, Tosis asks at the end of Ksuvis, there's a famous Maisa with Rebbe. The Rebbe, it says that when Rebbe was Nifter, so he, besides many things that happened on that day, but anyone who went to the cemetery got automatic atonement. So Tosis asks, like, what do you mean? So what's so special about Rebbe versus anyone else's funeral? So there's a famous piece from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. So he explains as follows. Chazal learned out from the juxtaposition of the psukim in Parashas Acharei Mos. It talks about Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, and then it talks about Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So Chazal learned out from the juxtaposition of the psukim, we learn out that Misa Sadikim is Machab. This is how Yom HaKippur is Machaper, atones for the sins, so too Mises Sadikim atones for the sins. So the question is, okay, so if Mises Sadikim is based on Yom Kippur, so how does Tshuva work on Yom Kippur? Does Yom Kippur itself do the trick, or do we have to actually do Tshuva? Does Mises Sadikim do the trick, or do we need to do Tshuva? So Rebbe's opinion is, and Yuma is that Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper, the day itself of Yom Kippur, that's how holy a special day is, that if you live through a Yom Kippur, you make it through it. Depends on, you know, how much of Yom Kippur, but you make it through a Yom Kippur, it's Mechaper. The day, it's even if you didn't do Tshuva. However, we pass it like the Chachamim, then no. For best or for worse, we need to do Tshuva. In addition, of course, we need Yom Kippur as well. Everyone needs a Yom Kippur, but you need a Yom Kippur plus to do Tshuva, and usually you end up in Shul all day, so you probably do a little bit of Tshuva anyway, or we try. So we go with the Chachamim, you need Tshuva as well. So that's how Rav Yitzchak Elchanan explains. He says, when Rebbe passed away, so it says, all the people attended his levaya got atonement. Kol Yisrael yesh lo chelek ha'olam haba. So Tosfos says, yeah, but that's true. But there's a process. This one is like right away. It's like going someone who's dies a kiddush Hashem. The tradition has that you go straight up to Shamayim. So too, if you went to Rebbe's funeral, you got immediate atonement. If you went to someone else's funeral, it's a good thing. Another tzaddik, you didn't get a complete atonement, but you had good things working for you. So if you talk about an ass, why? Why? We have a lot of tzaddikim in Jewish history. So why specifically Rebbe? So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan explained. It's what she does him. That certain times in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it will follow, even though it's not the halacha in general, but the day Rebbe died, so our covered Rebbe will follow Rebbe's Shita, at least regarding the funeral and cemeteries. If Rebbe paskins, that whoever comes to Rebbe Paskin's Yom Kippur's Machaper Itumo Shel Yom, and so then Misa Sadikim, for him, follows the same way. Other Sadikim, they follow the Halacha, the other opinion. So therefore, it's an atonement, but not an immediate atonement. And that's why we find also as well, let's say they say the famous from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Gemara talks about Shadim, demons all the time, yet the Rambam Paskins, they don't exist. How could the Rambam go against the Gemara? So there are many answers, so Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky famously answered, no, they always had Shadim, but once the Rambam Paskin no Shadim, so that the Shadim disappeared. Or a famous Maisa in the town of the Shagar Zayi, Shagar Zayi had a shita regarding a trefa that you're not considered a trefa. A good thing was by an animal, but so this person who had a human who had some type of illness, so the posek told them, as long as you live in the town, as long as you stay where you are in the town in the Shagar Zayi, you'll live because you won't be defined as a trefa. But if you leave the town, you're on your own. To be fine, the halachic reality, but that's the pshat here. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan explained, the chazal mitzvah sadika machapir. In machapir, like Yom Kippur, Rabbi says, Yom Makibur, Itzumo Shal Yom Machapir. And so too then, on Rabbi, mitzvah sadika machapir by itself, and if anyone who just showed up to the cemetery of Rabbi, was Mizum and Olam Haba.